So today's method in the second part of my notes on the Dead Philosophers Tour, essentially I've taken 7 out of the 27 philosophers that I'll be visiting in Europe, and with the help of my Dictionnaire de Philosophie, I'm trying to present some of their central philosophical ideas and contributions in a way that the non-philosopher may possibly penetrate, or at least be able to begin questioning. Furthermore, I've also written these notes in both French and English for 2 reasons, but in today's podcast, I'll only be going through the English version. Essentially, I have also added some articles that explore each philosopher's ideas and work, and they're linked to pedagogy, or the art and science of teaching, because as I previously mentioned yesterday, I'm attempting to deconstruct an idea implanted into my thought since 2015, that a good education of philosophy is also a good philosophy of education. These articles will be used as reading material and research material for the next steps in the writing process for my next book. On a side note, I've also purchased my Eurail Trail Pass for when this project takes me to Europe at the end of June. Anyway, hope you can learn something new and insightful in these notes, and I look forward to continually updating you guys on the process and progress of writing my next book, The Dead Philosopher's Tour. According to Arnaud Thomaes, Karl Marx held the idea that praxis is the first Marxist idea. This pragmatic philosophy moves past being simply a rational activity towards starting from an immediate and concrete problem within society in order to transform the world. The pedagogical article that I found is titled Marxian Perspectives on Educational Philosophy from Classical Marxism to Critical Pedagogy by Douglas Kellner. According to Jean-Pierre Clairaut, Jeremy Bentham is the father of utilitarianism. This philosophical position holds the idea of good and therefore as an axiom for the utilitarianism's ethics as the most pleasure or happiness for the most people. His work, strangely titled Chrestomathia, explores the pedagogical problem of what should we teach kids in relation to utility. The pedagogical article that I found is titled The Invention of Facts, Bentham's Ethics and Education of Public Taste by Malcolm Quinn. Next, according to Christophe Bayel, John Locke was known for his works that helped establish the idea that morality and politics have a relation to commerce and writing. The pedagogical article that I found was titled John Locke on the Goal of Education by Sherlyn A. Leesa. According to Michel Paczynski, Francis Bacon was inspired by Descartes in stating that logic can formalize our acquired knowledge, but logic cannot create new knowledge. Bacon critiqued scientific method in that deduction is a tool where scientific experiments do not prove truth, but instead the theory in question is only true until it can be proven false, and only then can a better theory be devised, a theory that is now closer to the truth. The pedagogical article I found is titled Francis Bacon's Philosophy Under Educational Perspective by Gustavo Ariejo Batista. Now, according to Philippe Cabestan, Sigmund Freud is the father of psychoanalysis. Freud is the first to formulate a new concept of subjectivity by introducing the idea of subconscious, which renders the self a non-master. Using the analogy of the iceberg, consciousness is the part that is visible. However, the subconscious is the part that is non-visible, underneath the water. Central to Freudian philosophy is to know oneself with the goal of learning why you will become psychologically sick so that you can then be prepared to avoid this possibility. A pedagogical article I found is titled Psychoanalysis and Education, Teaching Terminable and Interminable by Shoshana Fellman. Next, according to Sabine Plaud, Wittgenstein was a philosopher of language and of logic. Wittgenstein contributed to the philosophy of math and to the philosophy of psychology during 2 separate moments. The first was in 1921 with his work titled Tractatus Logico-Philosophicus, and again in 1953 with his posthumous work titled Philosophical Research. The first of these 2 works questioned the possibility of the representation of the world within language, and the second rejected all dogmatic approaches of meaning to then reflect on the multiplicity of the use of language in general. The pedagogical articles I found titled Philosophy as Pedagogy, Wittgenstein's Styles of Thinking by Michael Peters. Finally, according to Pascal Sevrac, Spinoza was influenced by both the Bible and René Descartes. A principal thesis in Spinoza's work can be found in his work titled Ethics, in the form of a definition of God. Spinoza wrote, "By God, I understand a being absolutely infinite, i.e., a substance consisting of an infinity of attributes, of which each one expresses an eternal and infinite essence." Spinoza also believed that God does not transcend nature, but God is nature, Deus sive nature. I was not able to find a pedagogical article linking Baruch Spinoza's philosophy and pedagogy.